my good friend and neighbor. This is Phil Nee saying adios for now. We'll be back your way next hour on WRCO-FM in Richland Center with Community Conversation. It's snowy and 20 degrees here in Richland Center at 9 o'clock. Time now for a news update sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including legendary pizza, video games, and of course, bowling.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Back to the drawing board for Republicans trying to craft a spending bill that would avert a partial government shutdown. The bill put forth by House Speaker Mike Johnson, now dead after billionaire Elon Musk stepped in and said he didn't like it.
Johnson had negotiated a bipartisan spending bill to keep the government funded, but that deal suddenly collapsed yesterday after a fierce last-minute pressure campaign from billionaire Elon Musk, who slammed the deal for wasteful spending, calling it a crime, and asking, ever seen a bigger piece of pork? Christiane Cordero, ABC News, Washington.
Workers at seven Amazon facilities are on strike. The Teamsters trying to negotiate for better pay. Amazon says the Teamsters don't represent as many workers as they say they do, and that package deliveries ahead of Christmas will not be affected. The number of people applying for unemployment benefits fell markedly last week, following a big increase the week before. Watching the market says they open after yesterday's 1,100-point drop in the Dow. Sherry Preston, ABC News. Suspected CEO killer Luigi Mangione has arrived at the courthouse in Pennsylvania for that hearing, where he is expected to be moved later today to New York to face terrorism charges. ABC's Kimberly Richardson is in Blair County with more.
From here, Mangione will head straight back to New York City, where he will face a judge in Lower Manhattan. But the murder suspect will not be brought back by car. Authorities consider him a security risk, and so he will be transported by air.
The FAA has issued a ban on drone operations in several parts of New Jersey until January 17th in response to rising concerns over drone activity in the area. Pilots who fail to abide by those restrictions will be intercepted or detained by law enforcement and could face civil penalties or criminal charges even. After a five-year battle, Washington state officials this week have declared victory over murder hornets, the bugs believed to have been fully eradicated from the U.S. with no new sightings in 3 years. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The old saying goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The Bowling Alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at prattfuneralservice.com.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
A winter weather advisory is in effect for Vernon and Richland counties until 3 tomorrow morning and Sauk County until 6 tomorrow morning. A high near 30 today with snow accumulations, occasional light snow or flurries tonight, an additional half inch to an inch possible, a low of 22. Breezy with a few flurries early Friday, then breaks of sun and a high of 29. Friday night a few clouds and cold, a low of 6. Saturday partly sunny and cool, a high of 22 and 29 Sunday with a light snow possible Sunday night.
Hi, this is Daniel Miller, Oak Hooch Books and Libations. Since 2003, 22 years, Oak Hooch Books and Libations. We wrap everything, even you, but come by anyway, even if you don't want something wrapped, and Oak Hooch Books will be here for you through Christmas. Oak Hooch Books and Libations, 130 South Main.
Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life.
Diamonds, rubies, sapphires, garnets, amethyst. What's your favorite jewelry? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and it's Christmas. We work all year to have the best jewelry at Christmas time. So many rings, necklaces, earrings that you might have a hard time choosing which one to get her, or maybe get her a full set of matching pieces. Full no-interest financing available with approved credit for those larger purchases. So, need a stocking stuffer or need a once-in-a-lifetime gift? We are here for your Christmas shopping needs. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. So you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
Four free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
Four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
Four free phones.
Four free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Taste the difference. Hear the best. Richland Family Restaurant, the official sponsor of WRCO Studios.
Welcome to our morning show on WRCO Radio. I'm Phil Nee, and we're here and pleased to talk about some great things going on in the Weston School District. Joining us today, District Administrator and 7 through 12 Principal Molly Kasten and Loretta Pickle-Bormitt, who's the Director of Business Services at Weston Schools. Loretta, did your dad loan you and Alice Chalmers to make it here today?
Almost needed it today with the roads the way they are.
Yeah, you guys did all right getting off the ridge, though.
Yes, we did. It was a lot snowier up at Weston once we got by Ithaca. It kind of let up, and we made her here.
Glad to have you. Molly, on a day like this, too, there, you know, decisions have to be made. What's the process, then, when you decide whether to go or when to go?
Well, we receive a lot of, you can sign up for these webinars with the National Weather Service that can give you updates and timing so that you can make a decision. There's also a group of administrators that we communicate with each other to ensure, you know, if one person is going to be canceling or what they're doing. So I will definitely be watching the weather for the rest of the day and started pretty early this morning. So
earlier than expected, I think, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was fine when I left. I had no problem getting to work this morning. And then the buses and people started pulling in and started explaining how it was getting pretty slippery out there. So,
yeah, it did in a hurry. I know small schools like Weston, the school is the center of the community. And that's one of the key things. Community relations are very good in the district, aren't they?
Yes, they are. We do a lot with our community since it's the hub, it's the center where everything happens. We have so many different community events that we hold at the school. We do our Veterans Day Assembly. We have a lot of different, we have our grandparents' nights, we have a Christmas event, Jingle Bingo, and a lot of people come to those. It's always amazing to me, and it has been for the past 10 years as I've been at Weston, to see the number of people that come to whatever we have at the school. Our community is so supportive of our school. Any event we have, our programs, anything, any fundraiser, they support us completely. So, and it's good that we have a place that we can house a lot of those events and to have people in our building.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you have the veterans program too. That the veterans program has gone over very well, hasn't it?
Yeah, we have that every year, and I know Jason Meyer, elementary principal and junior high school dean of students, he organizes that with our music program and with a few other people, and it's very successful. We have, I think this year we had 40, I want to say 40 veterans that came to our program, and we had then a lot of community members as well. So it's a really good event that we can host, and, you know, it's a privilege for us to be able to do that for the community.
And you feed them as well, I think, don't you?
Yeah, we have a breakfast. I think student council, I know our student council and our National Honor Society groups help with that event, and we have breakfast for our veterans, and then we have the honor quilt. There's the quilt that I can't remember which group will provide for the different veterans that haven't received one in the past. So it's a long morning of a lot of different things happening at school.
Last time we had Weston on, you sent some staff members. I was really impressed with the young people that you sent, and several of them are alumnus of Weston, aren't they?
Yeah, Maggie Lansinger and Marcus McCauley are both graduates from Weston. And then we also had Hannah Powell, our school counselor, and Andy Niemeyer that were attending as well. And they've done a fantastic job with our academic and career planning and looking at the different opportunities we can provide to our kids. They came the week before we had one of our big events for our academic and career planning, which the 2 days before Thanksgiving, those days it's hard to plan academically a lot of different things. And so what we've done for the past 4 years is had our different, we do mock interviews and job shadows with our junior or with our high school, and our junior high students go to school visits. They do MATC or UW-Platteville in Baraboo and do some school visits those days. So it's a good time to to take advantage of those shortened days and use them productively. And we had that day, we had all of our kids were there for the most part, which is something that in the past we worried about. When we first started doing this, we thought, well, kids aren't going to show up. And in the beginning, we didn't have all students showing up because they're like, well, it's not an important time. Well, it is. These job shadows, mock interviews, learning these skills is really important. And this year we only had a couple of students that weren't able to make it. And they were on family trips or, you know, had already prearranged, but they ended up making it up. So, and our students, we did hear back from, I think, all of the mock interview, the people that were doing the mock interviews that said this was the best group of kids they had seen, how much they've improved over the past few years. So every year having that practice of doing those interviews is really good for kids.
All about life skills, and that's a skill you're going to need.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, of course, you're here today as well to talk a little bit about, give us a little bit about the referendum. Weston will, like many schools, be going to referendum, it sounds like.
Yes, we will be in the April 1st election. We'll be going for a 3-year non-recurring operational referendum. And we'll be doing that. Loretta's going to share a lot of the details about the reason why that we will be going to that referendum.
Loretta, you're on as business director. I know you put a lot of work into this so far, but it's kind of a reality for Wisconsin schools, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Statewide, there's been a lot of district operational referendums. In fact, since 1990, 367 districts have asked an operational question. As of 2025, it's going to be the 122 districts that have at least 10% of their base revenue supplemented by a non-recurring operating referendum. So we, like many, are in that same situation. Low-revenue districts have been unfairly funded for over 30 years. The last budget, state budget, did increase that low revenue from $10,000 to $11,325, which is decent progress, but we can't stop there. I mean, that's really just a drop in the bucket. That revenue limit authority that we're talking about really is the maximum amount of revenue that may be raised through state general aid and property tax. And this is based on our district membership and then the per pupil amount that the state gives us. Then on top of that, that's when the operational referendum comes into play. So finding a way to bridge the gap, so to speak, between the revenue we're getting from the state and the revenue we actually need in order to supply our students, staff with what they need to educate our students.
When was the last time Weston went to referendum, Loretta?
4 years ago.
4 years. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at in the spring election then?
Yes. For April. April of 2025 is when we're going. And so we've gotten to this need because for 2 years in a row, the state gave school districts a zero increase in the state imposed revenue limits. Well, as we know, during this inflationary time, right, if we look at our own budgets as individuals, we've seen expenses go up dramatically, groceries specifically, utilities, other types of things like that, and our salary hasn't followed suit. Well, a school district is no different. We've seen a lot of increases in our costs, specifically insurance, salary, and benefits. Has been, is a huge part of a school's budget. Our people are our most important asset. In order to maintain the staff that we have, that we love, that is really good to our students, we need to fairly, compensate them as well. So keeping up with that is a little bit difficult. And so looking at operating referendum to continue to have that great staff that we love at Weston.
The district, certainly it's a close-knit community. I don't know if you have the families that you used to have, five or six family members coming from farms, and things like that. It probably would have been a no-brainer years ago. Is it more difficult in this era to look at something like this and hoping that it passes?
It is a lot more difficult. Our enrollment has been steadily declining, and actually that's not just a Weston issue. That's a statewide issue as well. Many districts are seeing declining enrollment. And so because your revenue is based on that enrollment, anytime you decline, you're in a difficult situation. We definitely don't have the big farm families that we used to have. And in fact, having Amish in our area has been an impact on that as well. But really, I think our families, even though our enrollment is dipping, really do support our community-based school, right? Like Molly mentioned earlier, our district really is the hub of our community. And in the past, our taxpayers have shown a wealth of support for our district. So looking for that to continue.
Okay. And are you going to be out with community meetings and things like that then in the coming months?
Yes. We hope that community members are paying attention to our Weston Weekly and our website. There will be information coming out. But starting in January, we will have town hall meetings. We will also have a meeting at the school to discuss in detail what this operational referendum will look like specifically.
What about numbers, enrollment numbers? What are the projections for the next few years, Loretta?
Well, our enrollment has dropped by about 30 students in the past 5 years. We're on a decline. And so probably in the next 5 years, we'll drop probably about that number, about 30 students again. It's all a guessing game at this point, but unfortunately, rural schools are just shrinking. And so I guess the main thing is making sure we're meeting every student's need, even if we are in declining enrollment and the need for that operational referendum really comes, even if you lose 30 kids, it's not going to change how we're educating or what we're doing at our school. We still are going to need similar staff. We're looking to increase efficiencies across the board, and there might be some slight changes or adjustments we need to make, but we still need to educate those students. And I think continue to treat our students and staff like a family and family-based, and that's why I love it there. And I think that's why our community really continues to thrive and support us, because we are small enough to where every student has a name and a face. And likely we know their parents and their parents know us. I mean, for me, having graduated from Weston and have always worked at Weston, actually, this is my 22nd year with the district, I really look at every staff member, every student, and I think about the value they bring to our, not only our district, but our community, and really finding a way to support all students, staff, and our community members. What can we do and what we can continue to do to build a brighter future for everyone?
You're getting some good education for the students, I know that, and I know recently you've had some recent graduates that have gone on and done some really nice things too, don't you?
Yes, actually bringing that up, I just want to highlight Sadie Keller. I know you talked about ACP before and some of the programs that we offer. And so getting out and doing youth apprenticeship and things like that, we're really looking to heighten that going into the next school year. Sadie Keller was one of my former students, and she's working for the Minnesota Twins. So, I mean, just amazing things happening. There's a lot of other students who are doing great things, former students as well, but she's just one that I like to highlight because I will never forget her freshman year, her coming to me and telling me, I'm going to work for a Major League Baseball team. And she's doing it.
Mm-hmm. She did. I remember coming here because she job shadowed and we did a little apprenticeship with her. And after my first meeting, I'm thinking I can learn from her more than she can learn from me. So, yeah, just an amazing young woman, that's for sure. But you graduated from there.
Yes,
and,
I did.
You know, and you know, the tradition runs deep, doesn't it?
It sure does. I tend to say this a lot about my parents. They blessed me and cursed me with this loyalty piece. I would say, I just love Weston. There's been times where, you know, maybe things have been up or down, but at the end of the day, Weston is where I belong. It's my heart. I'm really thinking that our community feels the same way. That's why many people have thrived there and stayed there through the years. I can think of some of my former students who are starting families and live in the district and really looking forward to things in the future for their children. So if the community keeps supporting us, I think the district is going to keep doing great things for their kids.
You and I talked a lot of times over the years about sports. You know, we love to talk sports. And I recall those days when your teams were meeting up with Ron Donahoe's teams at Ithaca. And now we're looking at the possibility of some cooperation there, maybe more than we are, you know, with Ithaca. Those things are, I think that's a bright future there, don't you?
I would 100% agree. I think that it's becoming more and more statewide again, right, where rural schools are looking for someone to hold hands with, a cooperative partner, so that we can continue to offer programs that were, you know, maybe had a lot more students because of enrollment, but now we're somewhat struggling. And, you know, basketball is definitely near and dear to my heart, having coached there at Weston for 16 years. And I think, you know, a Weston Ithaca co-op could be very successful. I can think of many years, actually, where both of us were low on numbers and great teams. And, man, what a powerhouse we would have been if we were combined. So I think that's something that can definitely, you know, happen in the future. And we're very much looking forward to getting back to giving our girls athletes some more opportunities by cooperating, partnering with Ithaca.
And I think both communities realize that that's the future. If you're going to keep on and keep the program strong as they are, right?
It sure is. I mean, like we've kind of talked about, it's declining enrollment everywhere. And in order to maintain good, solid programs, partnering up is going to be great. Highlighting the Weston Ithaca Wrestling Co-op, that's been extremely successful. I can't drop all of the titles that they have won, and whether that conference championships or whatnot, but they've just had a wealth of success. And I think that co-op has really set the tone for future co-ops moving forward.
And track as well, because I know Weston did not offer track before, but when you've got the co-op going, you've got a lot of athletes that have been a part of that as well.
Exactly. Yep, we have track, and maybe even looking forward to cross country as well. So a lot of good opportunities coming for
Absolutely.
These athletes.
Molly, as you listen to the conversation, anything you want to add with what Loretta and I talked about?
Well, just, you know, thinking about with our community, one of the things that we also give back with our community that we provide for our, to help grow and strengthen our community is our 4K program. Our 4K program we offer is our students attend all day, every day. And we made the decision to move to that a couple of years ago because we knew that the benefit of a quality early childhood preschool program, you see those benefits not necessarily in their education throughout their, you know, K-12 education, but it's their post-high school outcomes that they have. They have better employment. They are more likely to graduate, less incarceration. All those different things that we want from everybody are what you get from a quality early childhood preschool program. And so in our area, our families don't have a lot of options for preschool in our location. So preschool, there are some offered in neighboring districts or neighboring, and they're private preschools that there, of course, is a cost to it. So it's an equity thing that all students should be provided with a quality early an early preschool education. So we decided to do that. It is not that our 4K students are, you know, being forced to read, they have developmentally appropriate programming that is play-based. And it provides a place for our parents that they don't have to worry about trying to find, if their students were attending only 2 days a week, what are they going to do the other 3 days? So we made that decision because we had seen patterns in the past where sometimes parents were opting to open enroll their students into a district where they were working because it was more convenient to take them to where they were at, to be able to have them in the school there and have daycare if they needed. So that was a trend we were seeing, and we wanted to reverse that because sometimes our open enrollment numbers, when we look at those students, several of them are students that never came to our school. So once they started 4K somewhere else, they stayed there. So we want to keep our students that we have in our district, and we want to provide that quality preschool for all students. And so it's giving to the community because we do not get funded for each preschool student, because 4K is considered preschool. So it's a 0.6 equivalency. So when you have one, a student is considered one FTE, and you get funded per FTE for students. But our 4K students, you only get 0.6. So it's something we feel strongly enough that we provide, even though we're not compensated for that, because it's something for the community to have those better life outcomes, to strengthen the community.
Get them started off on the right foot.
Yes.
Education-wise.
Yep.
So you currently run the 4K then?
Yep. We have that. We have it all. Our students attend 5 days a week. This is something we've done a couple of years. We've looked at some different models in the past the three years before that, included some time we worked with Head Start because we knew how important that early childhood preschool programming is. So continuing to find the best fit for that for our kids.
Who is your teacher for 4K?
Well, Mrs. Thompson retired, as you know, last year. And so this year we have Amy Middlestead, who is nearby. She is from Reedsburg, and she's in her first year of teaching 4K, though she's had over 20 years of experience working in a preschool programming, a private preschool programming. So our students are very lucky. They have we still have a quality program that's being provided for them.
It's hard to believe that almost a whole semester has gone by.
Yeah, this has been the quickest first semester, first few months of school that I have yet to experience. It's been pretty fast and furious.
It goes by quickly, that's
for sure. It sure does.
Yeah. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about some great things going on at Weston Schools here in just a moment when our morning show continues.
Do you have plans for Christmas Eve? Yes, you do. We want you to follow your heart to our Christmas Eve candlelight service at the new Richland Center United Methodist Church. All are welcome to celebrate God's love through the birth of Jesus Christ. The Christmas Eve service begins at 7 p.m., and we are located at 400 East Seminary Street. We sure hope to see you there.
If you've been putting off holiday shopping, you're not alone. But the holidays are next week, so it's time to kick things into high gear. Macy's Holiday Countdown Sale is here to make last-minute shopping easy with great deals on top gifts, like cozy hat, scarf, and glove sets from Coach, Kate Spade, and more for $49.99, boxed up and ready to give. Easy. So if you haven't gotten to everyone on your list yet, don't be too hard on yourself, but do shop Macy's ASAP. These deals end tonight. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. and the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Happy holidays from Meyer Oil and LP. They appreciate their customers for choosing them this year and look forward to a bright 2025 together.
Happy holidays from all of the crafters and consigners at the Creative Outlet in Richland Center.
Season's greetings from Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. We hope your holiday season is filled with joy, peace, and safe travels. Warm wishes from our team to you.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Get ready for some fun and support a great cause. The Richland Center Rodeo Committee is hosting its 11th annual 8-pin tab bowling tournament Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center. Featuring two shifts, the first at 11 and the second at 2. The cost to bowl will be just $15 and you can sign up at the Phoenix Center now. This exciting tournament is a vital fundraiser for the Rodeo Committee as it gears up for the 2025 Rodeo Finals happening June 13th through the 15th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Come out, have fun, and support the Richland Center Rodeo Committee. They thank you for your continued support. Again, the 8-pin tab bowling tournament, which is the 11th annual, will be held Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center with shifts at 11 and 2.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world when you choose your passwords. Make them strong. Use a password manager to help you along. But don't just use a password alone. Get a call, get a text, or a code on your phone.
And the thing really works.
We can secure our world. When it's time to update an app, don't you hesitate. Do it ASAP. Watch out for offers too good to be true.
What?
It's probably someone trying to take advantage of you.
Hey, that's fishy.
Let's report it. Install updates, make better passwords. Woo! Think before you click, use multiple factors. That's how we can secure our world.
Learn more at cisa.gov/secure-our-world.
We're talking with our friends from Weston Schools on today's edition of the Morning Show from WRCO. Molly Kasten in the studio along with Loretta Pickle-Burmet. And we're talking about the upcoming school year, the rest of the school year, and a referendum coming up in the spring as well. Molly, one of the things we wanted to talk about was we talked about your great staff at Weston, but you've been able to staff it pretty well, and that looks pretty good for the future, it sounds like.
Yeah, in a small school district, you have to be really... you have to plan for what you're planning to do and be really conscious of what that looks like. But you also have to be very flexible because people can move. To work in our district, there's no straight drive to Weston really from anywhere. And there's not a lot of places for housing for people to move to Weston. So when we have staff, we do have staff that if they're not somebody that lives in our district already or is from the district, you know, we have an amount of staff that are coming and going throughout the years. And it's difficult to sometimes retain because if they find something closer to home, you know, we have those types of turnover. And so we do have to be flexible in how we staff. And over the years, we've had to adjust, you know, have different staff be dual licensed in different areas. Also with declining student numbers, there's not the need. When you have 300 students, you have a different need than when you have 250 students, and you have to look at that and readjust. When I first came to Weston in 2015-16, we had two art teachers that covered the district. Well, that now we have one. There's not the need. Also, two high school science teachers. We have one. You know, so some of those things we have to continually be flexible with and adjust. I know there's been a lot of talk recently about the difficulty with getting licensed teachers because so many people are leaving. There's some people that are leaving education and people are retiring and a lot of different things going on in education. But that struggle to find teachers is something we experienced 5 to 8 years ago. And is something that's continuing with, you know, everyone else is experiencing that now as well. So having to get teachers licensed in a certain content area, coming with a license with stipulation, or having a teacher that comes to us that has experience in a technical area to get them licensed. So we have to be really flexible with how we're going to, what different ways we're going to have to get a person licensed with what their education is. And so we've been working on that for several years to make sure we have a full licensed staff.
Tell me about your subs, because you got a pretty good pool to pick from there, don't you?
Yes, that's something we've been working on the past several years. Again, another trend of the past couple of years in education that everyone's hearing about is the difficulty with substitute staff. Well, we've experienced that for the longer, you know, we've had that problem. But what we did last year, Gary Siftestead had an idea to have teachers that had a lifetime license. So this is someone that is more than likely a retired staff that has a lifetime license. They would make more than a typical substitute. And what that did is that has brought in several retired teachers. So we're fortunate. We have five retired teachers that come to Weston to sub. And five doesn't seem like a lot, but we have 25 teachers in our district. So five teachers for us is quite a bit. And those teachers that come in, three of them are former Weston teachers. So we have Dale Hinker subbing. Marianne Rothering just came in the past month, I think, is when she started. Larry Villiard, he's back, and he's actually there. Actually, these guys, I think most of them are here today at school. Larry Villiard. We also have Ken Theed from Richland Center, which that was something I was really, really pleased to bring him in last year because he was my teacher, and I know how great he always was, and it was great to bring him into Weston so he could see, you know, the school I'm at and what it's like. And then also we have Janet Jeffers she's from Brookwood, but she's doing some subbing in the area. But they come with a ton of experience. And now when we have a substitute in the building, it is not like it was 2 to 3 years ago where, you know, the kids sometimes, I know this might be hard to believe, when there's a substitute in the classroom, things can sometimes get a little bit more loose and chaotic, but you know, kids tend to not do that with Ken Theed, and they don't do that with Dale Hinker either.
No, probably not.
Or Larryville, you know, any of those, and they all have the experience to handle that. And so most of them sub in our junior high and high school classes. Marianne will do in our elementary classes, but for our elementary, what we do is, our paraprofessionals that we have in the elementary, I prefer to hire paras that can have a substitute teaching license. And so that way, the classroom that they're in, they can, when there's a teacher absence, they can fill in as the substitute. And then we're also fortunate to have a paraprofessional substitute, which most school districts don't have, which Shirley Jennings is at our school, I don't know how many days of the week, coming in at 7:15 a.m. And she's retired from a neighboring district, but she enjoys coming to our school. And we're really thankful to have all them and to have our paraprofessionals that are able to, in that elementary, step in and take over for the classroom teacher. So we're very fortunate that we have the pool that we do, but it's been developed over years. That's what we've done. And actually, we have substitutes, those substitutes will sub for me. So Ken, Dale Hinker, and Larry Villiard, if I'm absent for a day, I will have one of those substitute for me or Jason Meyer. And it's really helpful that the person left behind in the building is not overwhelmed because there's somebody there just visible and supporting and helping with those small things. So, and there last week, it was so great there. It was the first time I think that Larry Villiard, Dale Hinker, and Mary Ann were all there together subbing, and seeing them talk in the halls and interacting with each other and with staff it was a really neat moment. And also the experience that they bring in. We have a lot of younger teachers we don't have many of those veteran teachers that, you know, a lot of districts have. And the pointers that they can give to teachers that they may not even seem like they're giving them anything, it's helpful that they have another model of somebody, you know, that has got a lot of experience. So we're very fortunate to have them.
That's a dream team right there, Molly.
It is a dream team. Yes, we definitely have the substitute dream team.
Loretta, you probably think you're having flashbacks when you see Mr. Villiard and Mr. Hinker walking down the hall.
Oh, yeah, I love it. That's part of the, just the great, to me, obvious sign of what Weston is. That people like that want to come back. What I say is the celebrities of our district, right, that have been around, that people just know. Larry Villiard just makes me think of my childhood when my older siblings were in sports and athletics, and to see him come back and be so happy to be back is great, is along with Dale and Mary Ann and the others. Ken, it's just nice to see them. I mean, Ken had to put up with me for a long time as an athlete and then maybe as a coach a little bit, so it's nice to see them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. As we talk this week, certainly in the news, the Abundant Life tragedy in Madison, the shooting at that school, and unfortunately that's a part of Weston history. And as we look back on that time, that was a trying time, but I think about the resiliency of the Weston District, Loretta, at that time.
Yes, unfortunately it's a reality for today's schools, and that safety is so extremely important to our districts. We have, you know, a number of staff that were a part of that incident and were there when that all went down, and the things they were able to do that day and moving forward to help our students and staff grieve, recover, and then get back to where we are today. The changes that we made in our district to help ensure that we were safer than prior to the incident, ensure that all doors are now locked. We have a scan system to let our guests in. We actually also have a new safety feature that when a guest does enter the office, we actually enter their information and do like a quick background check or look for anything that might draw a red flag. So, you know, moving forward and trying to take steps to ensure that our students, our staff are safe. And again, like you mentioned, resiliency. There are many members of staff that were there that day and took great actions to ensure the safety of our students. And they continue to work in safety positions to this day to help ensure we can hopefully avoid something like that happening. But as we know, it's a statewide issue. And, you know, as we talk about operational referendums and the lack of revenue, I think that's a statewide issue as well. We need to address the safety of schools. And the state budget needs to look at how can we ensure that all schools have the funding to ensure that they have safe entrances and the safety measures we can take in place. I know we can't protect all, but that takes a lot of funding to set up some of those safety measures. So hopefully at the state level, we're taking a look at this, you know, unfortunate situation for many schools.
Indeed. I think about how you bounced back and then, you know, you had a run to state and girls basketball and, you know, things just, you know, kind of went in the right direction then, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And I think, again, that comes from our community and the warmth that they bring, the support that they bring. I've talked about the district kind of being like family, right? And we really do put our arms around each other and support each other. And, you know, that state run was such an amazing experience. There were people, you know, who just graduated from Weston to come and support me. and our team and the success that we were having. It was so cool to hear the number of people that said, hey, I watched the game, or, you know, I tuned into the radio, or I actually made the trip to Madison, because we were fortunate enough to play at the Kohl Center when we made it to state. So that was pretty neat, too. Just having that family base, the support, the resiliency, I think is what has gotten us to where we are now and is going to be a huge part of our future as well.
Indeed. So there obviously is a need. That's kind of the sad but true statement for a lot of schools, isn't it?
That is very true. So as I talked about before, operational referendums are kind of statewide. I mean, it's rural schools, it's schools in wealthier districts. It's not just small districts going to these operational referendums. Coming off our last operational referendum, we also had a capital projects referendum the last time. So 4 years ago, we're coming off a double. And just highlighting some of those things that we did. So with the capital projects, we were able to improve our high school gym, new flooring around the high school area, and just, you know, kind of a facelift, for lack of a better way of putting it. Add some logos, add some eagles around, Weston Pride, some things that I really think helps build that culture and work on things. And so now going into operational, so continuing to support some of that facelift and those improvements that we did by maintaining our facility and maintaining those changes. And so when you're considering going to referendum, you have two options, operational and capital, kind of as we explained. The last referendum, we decided we really needed both. This time, going back to the taxpayers, we're really looking at just operational. And so that operational gives us the ability to go over our current revenue limit and to earmark to maintain. Right. And so we're talking about staffing, benefit programs, curriculum, that type of thing. Really the need to be able to continue to provide for our students and our community. That came about due to this, you know, the state not taking action and putting more revenue into public schools. And so with no inflationary increases to the revenue limit, we're approximately 3,000 behind per pupil where we should be if you added in inflationary increases. And so because of that, we are in the need for an operational referendum. Once we've identified that we need that operational referendum, we have two options, non-recurring versus recurring. So a recurring referendum basically sets up that new limit forever. So you find that number of the referendum and you've now increased it by that much. Non-recurring, there's a sunset to that, so there's an end date. The reason that we're going with non-recurring is really it allows us to have a really good picture of what the next few years look like, rather than just picking a number and hoping it's going to work forever, right? Because as we all know, costs continue to change over time. We don't know what the state biennium budget's going to do. There's a lot of optimism that the state budget is going to really reach out and help public schools, but we don't know that yet. And so going to non-recurring really allows us to ensure we're tightening our belts, we're looking at what do we need, we're being fiscally and financially responsible, and it allows us to look at a budget in a shorter term. So by going to 3 year, we know that the amount we're going to the taxpayers for is going to get us to that 3 years, and then we can reassess and then look at what is the new need and having the information we need to make good decisions rather than making our best guess at what those amounts need to be.
So facility-wise, building-wise, you're pretty good at this point then.
Yes, we are. Like I said, we've made so many great improvements. I mean, if you're, you know, in the Weston District and you haven't got to into the building to see the changes, we strongly encourage you, come to a game, come to a community event. We love to showcase the things that we've done. We're also going to be putting in some new windows in the elementary here soon, and that's a part of that capital projects referendum as well that we're going to be finishing up. So a lot of, like I said, we did the facelift. We're ready to maintain that. Now we just need the taxpayers to support to maintain all those great things that we've recently done.
You talked a little bit about it, but the mill rate, that's a big thing that district residents need to look at as well, right?
That's right, yep. So over time, our mill rate has fluctuated somewhat. We have been, you know, as much as $11.50 at one point, all the way down to, you know, $9 and less. And so in 23-24, we were looking at a $9.90 mill rate. In this current year, we're at $9.27. Projections, we're looking probably once we are 100% sure on the amount, probably about a $2 increase to that mill rate, so looking around $11.27. What that would look like for a taxpayer, right? Because sometimes mill rates, like, okay, what does that mean, right? Well, what that looks like for a taxpayer is we're talking about on every $1,000. And so if we're talking a $2 increase, we're looking at roughly a $200 increase to your taxes for somebody with a $100,000 home. $400 if you're at about $200,000, and for a $400,000, you're looking at about $800 on your taxes. So once we get closer to pinpointing that, we'll know. But, you know, not too major of an impact overall.
Free and reduced lunch, too, is another subject. Do you have any numbers that in terms of the number of students in your district?
The last time that I knew that number, we were around the 40 to 50% range. Mm-hmm. And so we are in a situation where, you know, we are, you know, we have kids that have needs. We've actually done the CEP program this last year where we were able to offer both free lunch and breakfast to our students. We're hoping to be able to continue that, but if not, the free and reduced lunch does help support that as well.
Okay. I'm always impressed by the programs. The one that comes to mind right off the top of my head is your FFA, and, you know, you're pretty self-serving there. You've got the project, you sell some gelato, don't you, and some different soaps and things like that. Isn't that the case, Molly?
Yeah, they're busy selling soaps. That is a collaboration with our sheep project and some of our ag courses. Chrissy Klemp, our music teacher, has been working with the sheep project because we have she was new last year, Sadie Bowen, who is our ag teacher. So she's been working on that, Chrissy has, and they're working on selling soap this time of year. And then after Christmas, I believe the lambs are born. Because we have lambs all over the building sometimes, it's kind of interesting to all of a sudden you'll hear a lamb, what is it, bleeding or what is it?
Blatting.
Whatever lambs do, they're doing it in the halls, and you can hear little baby sheep all over the building. And so that's the time then we start having, they're milking after that, and there's several students that come in very early to take care of the sheep for once they have to take care of the lambing. They have to take care of milking when that comes. Obviously, I know nothing about sheep, okay? I mean, other than, you know, they're white furry creatures. And then they also have to do the process with the processing for the gelato. So it's a lot of work that is put into that by our students and by our staff that's led by Chrissy Klemp. So the kids enjoy it, and it's a neat project that's unique to Weston.
And some of the money comes back to, you know, for other expenses in the classroom and things like that too, right?
Yes, and also funding the things that they do and the equipment that they've had to purchase for what they're doing. So it's like I say, very unique.
Anything else you wanted to add today about some things we've talked about, Molly?
We're working on, as I had talked to you back in, when I was in here in August, you know, we talked about the strategic plan, planning that I was working on with my leadership team, which is Loretta and Jason Meyer included, and then also developing that further with our staff that I worked on that at the beginning of the, it was actually in the summer when I first started developing with all of our staff, finding out, working on our mission, our vision, our beliefs, and then took that process as we worked with that and took that to the school board with the assistance of Jamie Nutter from CESA 3 to help facilitate that so that we can create a solid strategic plan for our district. And that strategic plan will help with all the decisions that we have to make, in that if it's not something that's a goal of ours, that helps, you know, when you're looking at what you're going to be purchasing or the things that you're going to be doing or the initiatives that you're going to have, they need to fit with your plan. And so that plan should be finalized by January or February for the next couple of years, and we'll have that to work on. And then after that, we'll have to start working on the plan for the next 3 years.
You're always looking ahead.
Yeah,
aren't you?
You got to plan. Oh, yeah, always planning ahead.
No doubt. I know Weston's very active with its alumni group as well. Are you a part of that, Loretta?
I actually am not. I guess I wear too many hats right now. Now, I support them, but I'm not actually active with that group. They have done so many things, though, specifically the new sound system in our high school gym. When we redid all of that, they supported us and added a sound system and a way for us to present. And now we actually do our elementary Christmas concerts and things like that in that gym because of what they've done to help update that.
And I know they do a Hall of Fame during your homecoming festivities too, don't they?
Yes, they do, which is a great way to highlight some of those alumni that have come through and done great things, whether that's through athletics or through something they've done in their careers to become successful.
Is tomorrow the last day before the Christmas break, Molly?
Yes, it is.
All right.
And then we're back. Oh, January. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Are we January 2nd or 3rd? January 2nd,
second.
I believe.
Okay.
Don't have the calendar in front of me.
It's coming up.
So, yeah, we have after New Year's Day, there's Thursday and Friday, and I know we come back for that.
Okay. Loretta?
Yeah, I just want to highlight one more thing. I just want to say that, as I said earlier about the feel of Weston's family, having grown up as a Durst and having that strong family, I guess the way we get together in huge groups and do things, having that feel and at Weston has been a reason that I've stayed there, and I think it's a reason that our community continues to support us. And so I just want to acknowledge to those out there listening that, you know, many of our voters in our district don't currently have children attending the school, right? But they probably have been a part of a community event that we've done, or their children graduated from there, or maybe they were even a part of the school. And just really hoping that even though their children aren't attending, they can remember those heartwarming things that I do and why I'm still there, and support our current generation and future generations by, you know, getting out and supporting our operational referendum.
Wonderful. You've been great guests again.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in, Molly.
And thank you.
The best of you this holiday season.
Thank you.
Molly Kasten, District Administrator and 7th through 12th Principal at Weston Schools, and Loretta Pickle-Bormitt, Director of Business Services.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby invites you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby invites you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Walsh's Ace is sending heartfelt gratitude to their loyal customers this Christmas. May the season bring happiness, and may 2025 be a year of success for all.
To their valued customers, Muscadet Utility Department sends holiday cheer and gratitude. They're excited for what 2025 holds and wish everyone a season filled with love.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit Vitesnik.com.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
This holiday season, the team at Rockwell Automation extends their warmest wishes to everyone in Richland Center and beyond. May your days be filled with joy, laughter, and cherished moments with loved ones. From their family to yours, Rockwell Automation wishes you a happy holidays and reminds you to stay safe during your travels this festive season. Happy holidays from Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Tis the season for treating with Dunkin', and nothing brings instant holiday cheer like a dozen Dunkin' Donuts. Whether it's a work party, family gathering, or holiday brunch, it's the gift that makes everyone on your list happy. Want to give donuts or coffee for later? Pick up a Dunkin' gift card. For a limited time, get a $5 gift certificate when you buy $25 or more in Dunkin' gift cards. Gift card promotion available at T-Mart franchise Dunkin' locations only. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side, you need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Down to the final days of shopping. This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and I have to tell you, we still have so much jewelry left for your Christmas loved ones. Hundreds of gold rings with diamonds or gemstones. So many diamond earrings, small or large, fancy or simple. One-of-a-kind, gorgeous gemstone pieces that only one person on Earth can own. And of course, diamond bracelets that sparkle like the twinkle in her eyes. No matter your budget,